This is Thomas Wolfgruber speaking on the use of pseudo-reference genomes to improve genotyping by sequencing of taro. Taro is a food staple in the Pacific. It's the fifth most produced root crop in the world. And as in Hawaii, where this research is being done, it has great cultural significance, as it was one of the initial crops brought over by the Polynesian settlers, and was a staple for them. The corm is probably the most important part of the plant. It's what gets cooked, typically steamed, and eaten. Although the leaves are also used, they can, for example, be used to wrap meat before cooking. Certain varieties of taro are more prized than others. Specifically, the red-colored corm varieties were used by the high society royalty. Taro is highly heterozygous, clonally propagated crop that's generally self-incompatible. Additionally, it has a large 4 gigabase unsequenced genome with limited genomic and genetic resources. This project is aimed to simultaneously create useful genetic resources for taro breeders while also exploring the genetic relationships between previously classified groups of taro in Hawaii. To generate molecular markers in a cost-effective way, we used reduced representation genotype by sequencing approach developed at Cornell, the term GBS, genotyping by sequencing. We selected 189 individuals in all and sequenced those. There are a couple of ways to run genotyping by sequencing, GBS. One way is to use established reference genome, and the other is to use the unique reference-free genome method. Since taro does not have a reference genome, we can use the unique method. And here we are exploring the use of a pseudo-reference genome in place of a reference sequence. There are we've created three different pseudo-references reference sequences for this project. The first one, the GBS pseudo-reference, was created just from the GBS sequences and assembled using an iterative de Bruijn graph assembler. The second was the RAD plus GBS pseudo-reference, which was created by using RAD-seq sequences plus our GBS sequences and assembling those with the same iterative de Bruijn graph assembler. RAD-seq is also a reduced representation sequencing approach. And finally, we created a pseudo-reference from publicly available through GenBank RNA-seq sequences assembled using Trinity. So that was our transcriptome pseudo-reference. So to avoid spurious results prior to analysis, we also filtered our markers. In considering how to filter our markers, we thought about the sequencing depth, the read depth, which is the total number of times we see a sequence for a marker. Simultaneously with the read depth, we also looked at heterozygosity for the marker, that is, where multiple alleles are observed at the same position in the marker. In our 3D plot, we can see the relationship between depth and heterozygosity, as well as missingness per site. We expect that very high depth sites, very high depth markers, with excessive heterozygosity suggests that these markers are coming from repeated sequences in the genome and should be filtered out before analysis. We've set our depth at a point where if we see an excess of heterozygosity at any higher read depth. Our results indicate that the unique and GBS results in terms of total number of SNPs, total number of polymorphic sites, are similar. However, the transcriptome gives some increase at lower minor allele frequencies particularly, and the RAD plus GBS pseudoreference-based results are consistently about two times what we see, at least in the unique results. So we're getting about two times more in that data set. We used our quality-controlled marker data sets to perform genetic assignments on a subset of the 70 putatively pure, that is, traditional uncrossed clonal taro lines from Hawaii. And we used the software program Structure and RAXML. We compared the results to the historic Hawaiian phenotypic classifications that were recorded by Whitney et al. In 1939. The increased number of high-quality markers when using the RAD plus GBS reference and transcriptome provided better resolution when exploring the known phenotypic classifications in both population structure and the phylogenetic analysis. Genotypic classifications generally match the phenotypic classifications, and we could establish about six different Hawaiian groups. However, we were able to uncover varieties where the phenotypic classification did not match the genotypic classification. For example, the Pico Lehua Ape, which had been classified as Pico, it actually, from our genetic genotyping, is actually appears to be monotype. And the Aku'u Gawai, that was previously classified as a Kai type, looks rather to be like a Laloa type. Our findings have relevance to doing genomics on non-model species more generally. Taro is an economically and culturally important species that has many properties make it difficult to work with from a genomic standpoint, for example, has a very large genome. While there are many techniques to cheaply create genomic resources for non-model species, we found that it is important to interpret the data in a meaningful way. We tested several ways of going from sequence to marker to identify the most robust way to answer questions related to taro history and taro breeding, and we find that we can get a higher quality marker set using a transcriptome as a reference. We recommend anybody working with non-model organisms to carefully think about the sequence to marker steps rather than becoming overly confident about the ability to generate meaningful markers for breeding from a sequence.